This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
Hey, it is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, getting those last few moments of rest and relaxation before you got to get up and go to work. But go ahead and get up. If you got to get up, don't be late. Go ahead and start your Tuesday off right. You feel me? I appreciate y'all joining me this morning. And man, oh man, oh man, we had a couple of big stories drop yesterday, a couple of big developments drop yesterday. First things first, we got to get into. We'll touch on Carson Beck, Dylan Raiola. We'll get to that here in about 18 minutes. We'll talk about the Atlanta Hawks because, thank goodness, oh my goodness gracious, the sports gods don't absolutely hate us. They might not like us, but they don't absolutely hate us because the Atlanta Hawks did, in fact, not lose to the Detroit Pistons last night. And they extended the Pistons' losing streak to 24 games. So, thank goodness we did not have to deal with the Falcons losing to a 1-12 football team and the Hawks losing to a, what, 2-28 team or whatever the Pistons are. Bad. Thank goodness we didn't have to deal with the Falcons losing to a 1-12 football team and the Pistons and the Hawks losing to a team that has been on a 23-game losing streak. We didn't have to deal with that in the midst of, what, 2 days? So the sports guys, again, they don't necessarily like us probably, but they don't at least absolutely hate us. So someone has a heart out there, thank goodness. But Anywho, we'll get to that in probably about 37 minutes from now. But we have to start with the aforementioned Atlanta Falcons because Desmond Ridder could be benched again. Again. If you have not heard, I will play it for you here momentarily. But Sunday, just to give you a little background information to the story, Sunday when Arthur Smith was asked about, and we played it for you here on Monday, yesterday, when Arthur Smith was asked about Desmond Ridder and who's going to start Sunday, he said, basically noncommittal, he was like, we'll evaluate everything and make sure we make the right decision. I'm paraphrasing. That's not exactly what he said, but that's basically what he said. So he was very noncommittal. He just didn't come out and say, which most head coaches do if they know who their starting quarterback is going to be at this stage and this late in the season. They don't hide anything, obviously, because their starting quarterback has probably been starting the whole year. So he would have just come out and say, Desmond Ridder's going to start on Sunday. It could have been as easy as that. And if Desmond Ridder was going to be the starter on Sunday, he probably just would have said that. Now, Desmond Ridder could still be the starter on Sunday, but I don't know, because yesterday during his press conference, Arthur Smith again was noncommittal on Desmond Ridder, and he said that he met with both QBs, but no decision has been made yet on who is going to start on Sunday. Again, he said, no decision has been made yet. That means he ain't committing to Desmond Ridder. He ain't committing to Taylor Heinicke. And remember, the last time he did this, the last time he played this little game, the last time he gave us this little runaround, Taylor Heinicke ended up starting. And it's looking like it could be the same thing here. So let's hear from Arthur Smith. Here's what he said when asked if Desmond Ridder is going to start on Sunday.
Not final, but obviously still working through that. You know, just met with the quarterbacks just a minute ago before, you know, obviously coming in here for my media obligations, and I'll circle back with those guys. But there's some stuff we need to still work through.
You're still working through? What are you working through? What needs to be worked through? If Desmond Ridder was going to be your starter, nothing needs to be worked through. So what needs to be worked through? Is he starting or is he not? I don't understand it, bruh. So, to me, it seems like, and again, I could be wrong, but again, if we go off how this went last time, and last time was a little different because I guess there was a little bit of an injury that was mixed in the situation with Desmond Ridder, and he did have a little bit of a head injury, so... You know, it was like a benching, but not really a benching because he was kind of in concussion protocol, but he, you know, was able to be the backup, but he wasn't benched. It was just very confusing. It's not going to be confusing this time. If Desmond Ridder doesn't start on Sunday, that means he was benched, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no head injury to play around or throw in the mix. He was just fine when he came off the field on Sunday. He wasn't hurt, wasn't injured. So if Desmond Ridder doesn't play on Sunday, he was benched, period. What are the Falcons doing? We've seen the Taylor Heinicke experiment already. It's like one of those paper mache volcanoes that don't end up erupting. It don't work. It doesn't work. To me, this feels like desperation from Arthur Smith. I'm going to be completely honest. This feels a little bit like a desperate move. This feels like he needs anything. And anyone to help him get a win on Sunday against the Colts because, and I'm not speculating, I'm just telling you what you already know. In the case of, we all saw the report from, I believe it was The Athletic, where we all read Arthur Smith's job was safe and he will be back next year unless the wheels fall off this year. And losing out, to me, that's the wheels falling off. Going from 6-6 to what would he end up with? He would end up 6-11. That's the wheels falling off for me. I don't know if that means the wheels falling off for you, but when you go from 6-6 and you lose your last five, which would happen if he lost out, that'd be a five-game losing streak. That's the wheels falling off. When you go from pretty good shot to make the playoffs to not making the playoffs, that's the wheels falling off for me. And to avoid that happening, it seems like he's like, all right, got to see if Taylor can give us a little boost again. Got to see if Taylor Heinicke got another shot in the arm in him. Got to see if he can give this team one last lift up. But I'm not sure that's the way to go. I'm just not sure that's the way to go. Again, we've seen Taylor Heinicke. We've seen the movie. We know how it ends. It doesn't end any better than when Taylor Heinicke is the main character or when Desmond Ridder is the main character. Both endings are the same, right now at least. But at least with Desmond Ridder, I think the ending could be maybe different. At this point, again, I told you yesterday, I have zero confidence that the Falcons can win these last three games. Doesn't mean they will or won't win these last three games. I just have zero confidence that they will. From what they've shown me these past 2 weeks, I have zero confidence that they're going to win these last three games. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they give me confidence. But right now, I have none. Especially now, because now it just seems like Arthur Smith, he's not even sure of Desmond Ridder at this point, which you gotta, I understand it because that play that we saw him make, that interception, well, he didn't make a play. That was a play, but he wasn't making the play. Let's be clear about that. But that interception that he threw against the Panthers on Sunday, we've seen that movie before too. Against Washington, when he should have just threw the ball in the back of the end zone, but he was trying to make a play and end up being an interception that cost the Falcons that game as well. Same thing happened in Carolina. We've seen that movie before. So, I just don't understand why you would move to Taylor Heinicke. Again, I understand you really need to get a win. I understand he may be coaching for his job. I get it. But Taylor Heinicke, to me, after we saw him those first two games that he started, to me, he doesn't seem like a good – he's definitely not a good long-term answer because, again, we still have three games to see what we can – even though the picture is starting to become clearer and clearer, we still can, in three games, maybe – have an opinion change on Desmond Ridder. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe for you it's over. For me, I'm still open to the fact that maybe he can turn things around in three games. Maybe we get some help. Maybe we make the playoffs and see what happens. But again, to me, the picture is starting to become clearer and clearer. However, nothing's going to change if you don't let him play. To me, it is more beneficial to the Falcons to let Desmond Ridder play than putting Taylor Heinicke in there. Because, again, Taylor Heinicke already showed me what he is. He's basically Desmond Ridder. He's going to make some good throws. He's going to make some good plays where it's like, oh, okay, yeah, that was nice. That was good. But then he's also going to make some bonehead plays like, what in the heck are you doing? So I just really don't get why we would be going back to Taylor Heinicke. I just don't see the benefit. I get maybe Arthur Smith thinks he can get maybe another shot in the arm out of him. Maybe he can get a full game. Maybe he can replicate what he did against in the second half against the Tennessee Titans. Maybe he can replicate that and put that into a full game and make a full game out of that. But I don't know if he can do that. In the two games he started where teams had a chance to game plan against him, he didn't do that. And I guarantee you now, the Colts are getting ready for both Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke. So you ain't catching them by surprise because you already done said that you aren't sure which one you're going with. So now they're going to prepare for both. So to me, I don't get it. I don't see the benefit of it. And last point I want to make before, excuse me, we catch a break here. If Desmond Ridder does not play on Sunday, how can you bring him back to be the starting quarterback next year? You can't. You can't. You just can't to me. If Desmond Ridder does not play on Sunday, if he does not start on Sunday, because maybe you never know, Cap, he could play. But if Desmond Ridder does not start on Sunday, I don't see how you bring him back as your starting quarterback next year. You can't bench a guy twice in one season and say, oh, yeah, he's going to be our starting quarterback next year. I'm not buying that. I'm not. We'll see. We'll see, but the drama continues in Flowery Branch. So we'll keep you updated. We'll see what happens. We'll see who's going to start because we are in the old quarterback controversy yet again. All right, when we come back, one quarterback controversy has started in the city of Georgia, but one has ended. We'll talk about that next. 5 minutes here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Geddith with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders, early gym goers, all my people already at work or on their way to work. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We'll get to one quarterback controversy that has been resolved here in the state of Georgia. But I want to focus on the one that has just begun yet again and yet again reared its ugly head. And that is Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke. We're in another quarterback controversy, people. Another one. And this one, I don't think it should be a thing. And again, like I said, I get it. I know. Arthur Smith needs to win. And right now, I guess he isn't sure if Desmond Ridder or Taylor Heineke give him the best chance to win. Again, we've seen both. Both have not been great. But I do think still Desmond Ridder, all things considered, is better. And I think there is a little bit more of a benefit to keeping Desmond Ridder in there for the last three games so we can know, again, officially, whether or not he is the guy or not. I think most of you all, after Sunday's game, are like, he ain't the guy. Go ahead and put Taylor Heineke in because we already know he ain't the guy. Some of you may feel that way. And I can't necessarily dispute that. For me personally, I think there is still benefits to putting Desmond Ridder in because if he is able to, let's say, help the Falcons win these last three games in a row. And again, I've said it time and time again. I already said it today. I said it yesterday. I'll say it throughout the week. I have zero confidence the Falcons will win these last three games. But hopefully they can prove me wrong. And if somehow they do find a way to win these last three games, and Desmond Ridder does lead them to a three-game winning streak, they get some help, they find a way to make it in the postseason, and who knows what happens after that, our opinion might change on Desmond Ridder. But it's definitely not going to change if you put Taylor Heineke in there. And I can guarantee you my opinion of Taylor Heineke is not changing. I don't care what he does. It's not changing. So I think there's just more benefit to having Desmond Ridder in there still. And again, Taylor Heineke, when he was in there, he had two shots. He had two chances. What does the stakeout say? 2 hours. Taylor Heineke had two chances. He didn't do nothing with it. He didn't. He had a chance to possibly take over the starting job for the rest of the season. He couldn't. Desmond Ridder got it right back. And now we're in the same position again. And why am I supposed to believe that Taylor Heineke is going to be any better than he was the first time? And again, for Taylor Heineke, he's been here before. He's been benched, started. He's been on the back and forth before. At least for Desmond Ridder, this is his first time dealing with all this. Taylor Heineke been on this roller coaster before with another team. And you saw how that ended up. He's now here. And it's no shade to Taylor Heineke. It's just to further my point that we know the story. We've seen the movie. So what's the point? Let Desmond Ridder ride out these last three games. We either change our opinion on him, or we further ourselves in our opinion of he ain't the guy, and you got to go get yourself a quarterback. But I just think there's zero benefit to starting Taylor Heineke. I think there's at least some benefit to starting Desmond Ridder, and that's why I don't think Taylor Heineke should be starting for this team. But you can always tweet at me, 404 726-092. Actually, that's the number to call in. Don't do that. You can always tweet at me at _DylanMatthews. I looked straight ahead and I saw the number and I just started reading it. But you can always tweet at me at _DylanMatthews. Quickly, before we get into the other quarterback controversy that's been resolved, I do want to let you hear from Arthur Smith, because a couple of things he did say that unfortunately make me believe Taylor Heinicke is going to start. One thing I do want you, the first thing I want you to hear is Arthur Smith talk about what goes into the decision of who's going to start at quarterback. And again, he said all this the first time when he benched Desmond Ridder and started Taylor Heinicke the next week. So again, I just think this is a repeat of what we saw the first time around, and that's why, unfortunately, I think Taylor Heinicke is going to start, even though I don't want him to, and I don't think he should, and I don't think there's any benefit to it. But from what Arthur Smith is saying here, I think we are getting to that point again. So here's Arthur Smith talking about what goes into the decision at quarterback.
Yeah, you got to evaluate everything, you know, as you're going back, Mike, to go through the film, and, you know, there's a lot that goes into it, and same thing, you know, as being the head coach, you know, we all got to be accountable, and there's a great responsibility, and that's what you sign up for, and there's a lot that goes into that, and there's also a lot that needs to go right around the quarterback, too, but, you know, that's working through it, and we ultimately got to make the best decision for this team so we can go win this game Sunday against Indianapolis.
It just sounds so similar to what he said when he put Taylor Heinicke in the first time. We got to make the right decision for this team and all that coach speak. But there's one more thing I want you to hear from before we get to the other quarterback controversy that is no more. And that's Arthur Smith talking about how it got to the point where the team is rotating QBs. And that's how the question was asked. He didn't say the team was rotating QBs or anything like that. But it does seem like at this point now they're rotating QBs, because if you go back to Taylor Heinicke, that, you know, that's as good as a rotation right there. But here's Arthur Smith talking about our responding to the question that was how, you know, it got to the point where the team is rotating QBs now.
No, you don't. And I mean, that's not what you want with a team. I mean, that's usually not a great situation to have. I mean, you want to be fair and objective and obviously give people an opportunity. I mean, so there was a belief in them. And no matter what happens, I mean, you know, it doesn't mean anybody's career is over, but we have to do what's best for this team right now. But yeah, I mean, you go back to how you got here, Mike. I mean, there's a lot of thoughts in there, and you got to live with any decision you make, and that's the way it goes, right? And but there's a lot of things, you know. There's a lot of you can take away and show a lot of the good, and or you can deal with the reality. And there's some things that will always get you beat in this league if you don't take care of the football and you don't win some situations. So a lot of it is on the quarterback, just like it is the responsibility of the head coach. And but there's also other things that go into it that we can all do better.
It just sounds like he's already almost made up his mind without saying it. Doesn't mean anybody's career is over, but we got to do what's best for us to go get a win on Sunday against Indianapolis. We got to do what's going to help us get a win against Indy on Sunday. Like, if you listen to that, to me, it already sounds like he, in the back of his mind, is ready to go to Taylor Heinicke. But why? Just why? I don't see the benefit to it. But to me, in those past two sound clips I just played for you, it seems like he's already ready to go to Heinicke. So we'll see what happens. I hope Desmond Ridder starts the rest of the season, just because I want to feel like I truly know if Heinicke is or is not the guy. And I feel like these last three starts, seeing how he's going to finish the season, I feel like that'll really, really give me a good idea. I feel like I have a solid idea now that, unfortunately, I don't think Desmond Ridder is the guy. And Day-Day and I have talked about this before. Shout out to my guy Day-Day holding it down behind the glass as always. But we're rooting for him. We wish nothing but the best for Desmond Ridder, and I wanted him to be the guy here. I wanted him to work out here. I wanted him to lead the Falcons to their first playoff berth since 2017. I wanted him to do that. I wanted Desmond Ridder to be that guy. But it's getting close to the time where we got to face the facts and face the music that he just might not be that dude. And look, as a third-round pick, that's okay. He can be a good backup quarterback and make good money. Or, maybe he goes somewhere else and figures it out. Who knows? But right here and right now, it just seems like he might not be the guy. But we'll see. But I want these last three games to feel like I really, really know. And if I get Taylor Heinicke these last three games, I feel like for me at least, there will be some questions still. So, anywho. Let's move on to a quarterback controversy that has been resolved, and that is the one in Athens. Carson Beck has officially announced that he is going to return to Georgia for his senior season. He announced this weekend that he was going to play in the Orange Bowl, and I think once he did that, that kind of tipped his hand, because if he was going to go to the NFL draft, I don't think he would be playing in this game. I mean, there's already a lot of Florida State people not playing in this game. Obviously, some Georgia people not playing this game as well. But once he announced that he was going to play in the Orange Bowl, I think it was pretty much set then. I think it was only a matter of time until he announced he was coming back. And look, maybe there could have been a question if whether or not he was just going to try and up his draft stock there. But no, you don't need to up your draft stock in a bowl game where nobody's going to play. He wasn't going to up his draft stock in a bowl game where a pretty solid Florida State defense where most of those guys aren't playing because they're getting ready for the draft. So I think the tone was pretty much set then, and the answer was pretty much given once he said he was going to play in the Orange Bowl. But that's good news for Georgia. Obviously, Carson Beck, he has this experience now of a full season of being the starter under his belt. He's been in the fire now of a SEC championship game and going to a 12-team playoff next year. You expect Carson and the Dogs, who will still have one of the best teams, if not the best team in college football, to obviously be in that playoff discussion and hopefully get back to a national title game. So you hope that with Carson Beck coming back, that just ups Georgia's chances to, once again, get back to national champion status. So that's good news for the Dogs, but some not so good news for the Dogs. With the news of Carson Beck returning, that means one, Dylan Raiola is not coming to Athens any longer. He officially announced that he is flipping his commitment from Georgia to Nebraska. And obviously his dad played for Nebraska. His dad obviously played in the NFL as well. And his uncle is on the coaching staff at Nebraska and actually just got a nice little raise, nice little chunk of change to stick around. And I'm sure that obviously was involved in Dylan Raiola coming there as well. So wishing all the luck to my fellow Dylon. He spells it the same way as me as well. So, got to wish luck to your fellow Dylan brethren, but I wish he was still coming here, but he wants to play right away. And not only does he want to play right away, but he's going to get some money as well too to come to Nebraska. And I think that definitely plays probably the biggest part of it, but I also think he has obviously with Carson Beck coming back, Carson Beck is 99. There was a 99.9% chance Carson Beck was going to be the starter with Dylan Raiola coming. Kirby's not just going to hand anybody the job, any job. So Dylan was going to have to sit and wait his turn, and he probably wanted to do that in Nebraska. And not only that, he's also going to be a first-year starter, most likely, and he's going to get some good NIL money. So that's what it comes down to. You got to factor in the money these days in college football, and that was a factor for Dylan Raiola and obviously some ties there, and it just all worked out for him. So he's going to Nebraska, and Carson Beck is returning to Georgia. So it'll be fine. And obviously the Dogs got Ryan Pugliese as well. And he's obviously a fine quarterback, a very good quarterback in his own respect. So the Dogs will be fine. Nebraska, they got themselves a big-time player. So they might be on the up and up as well. So works out for both sides, honestly. So no hard feelings either way. There should be no animosity for any Georgia fans towards – they shouldn't have any – Georgia fans shouldn't have any animosity towards Dylan Raiola. And I don't think Dylan Raiola obviously feels the type of way about Georgia. So that's just how it worked out. But we'll see. And again, with the transfer portal the way it's set up now, who knows if Nebraska is Dylan Raiola's final stop. We'll see. I mean, there's no shade to the young man, but he did go to four different high schools, and some of that was out of his control, but some of that was because of him. And also, he was first committed to Ohio State, then to Georgia, and now Nebraska. So that may give you an idea of whether or not this could be his final stop. We'll see. But again, wishing nothing but the best for the young man, and obviously happy to have Carson Beck back with the Dogs. All right, when we come back, thank goodness we ain't have to endure some real pain here this morning, because the Hawks did not lose to the Detroit Pistons yesterday. They kept their losing streak, the Pistons, the Hawks kept the Pistons losing streak going, and Trae Young, he's staying hot again. Fourth straight game of at least 30 points, 10-plus assists. We'll talk about it here in 5 minutes. Right here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers, early morning, late night limo drivers, first responders, early gym goers. All my people already at work, on their way to work, and my people listening in the bed right now too. Go on, get up. Don't be late. Start your Tuesday off right if it's time for you to go on and get your day started. All right. Thank goodness. Thank the heavens. Thank the sports gods that they have some sort of mercy on the city of Atlanta, because we could have had a disaster situation this morning, y'all. We could have been having to talk about the Falcons losing to a one-loss football team without giving up a touchdown, and now there being a quarterback controversy again. And we could have also been talking about how the Atlanta Hawks allowed a team that was on a 23-game losing streak to snap their streak against the Hawks. But the sports guys do have mercy. Whoever is up there, the powers that be that are deciding the fate of these games, they don't completely hate the city of Atlanta, and they don't completely hate the Atlanta sports teams, because the Atlanta Hawks did, in fact, beat the Detroit Pistons last night. And obviously, I'm kidding to an extent. I'm kind of serious at the same time. But the Atlanta Hawks did beat the Detroit Pistons last night, 130 to 124. I'm not joking about that. That is for real, and that is good for the Atlanta Hawks. Look, there was just no way you could lose to the Pistons last night. I mean, absolutely no way. If that would have happened, I told Day-Day yesterday, if the Hawks would have lost to the Pistons last night, man, just wake me up when the Braves start playing baseball again. I'm going to go into a long hibernation and just wake me up when spring training starts. Wake me up when we sign a big-name pitcher. Then I'll go back to sleep. Then just wake me up when the season starts again. That would have been my move, to be completely honest, because I couldn't have took it anymore. I couldn't have taken it anymore after that. But luckily, that didn't have to happen, and luckily I'm not in a long depression-driven hibernation, and I'm here talking to you all this morning. Trae Young, by the way, he is going crazy right now, and he's really been good. I forget what game he really kind of kicked it into gear, but basically this whole month, December, he's been going crazy. And now he has a fourth straight game where he scored at least 30 points with at least 10 assists. And he got his 16th double-double, which leads the team. By the way, Hawks came out hot, like sizzling, like hot to the touch. If you touch it, it's going to burn you hot in the first quarter. Hit 9 of 12 threes in the first quarter. Trae Young had 2 of those. And overall, Atlanta made 16 out of their 36 threes last night. So they cooled off a little bit, but they definitely, definitely had a good shooting night. And Trae Young, he just continues to show, too. Not only has his shooting been outstanding, but he also continues to show night in and night out that he is one of the best, if not the best, passer in the NBA. Some of those passes he was making last night, a couple of those dimes to Onyeka Okongwu, a couple of lobs to Clint Capella. I mean, my goodness. Dropping dime after dime after dime. Trae Young finished the game last night, by the way, with 31 points. 31 points, 15 assists for Trae Young. And I have a stat that I want to read you all that our wonderful boss, Mike Conti, who also does pre-halftime and post and also does some color commentary throughout the game with Steve Holman on all of our Hawks broadcasts, because we are the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. If you didn't know, now you know. Which, by the way, Hawks next game, while I'm looking for the stat, Hawks next game is tomorrow against the Houston Rockets in Houston. Pregame at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Again, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Tip shortly after 8 o'clock. But Trae Young, last 8 games. This is courtesy of Mike Conti. 33.1 points per game. 12.1 assists. He's shooting 48.6% from the field. 40.9% from 3. And 49 of 55 on his free throws to top it all off. Dude is going crazy right now, which is great to see. I love it. However, even though we did get a very much needed win against the Pistons last night, we very much need to find a way to get some stops. So these numbers that Trae Young is putting up right now, they don't just feel like empty stats, because right now they don't mean a whole lot because you ain't stopping anybody at the same time. Trae Young's doing all these great things on offense, and I love it, and I want him to keep it up. But we got to find a way, and I'm not calling out Trae Young specifically on defense, because Trae actually has been a lot better on defense this entire year, showing a lot more effort, getting the steals, just making hustle plays. So I'm calling out the whole team. The whole team needs to find a way to get stopped, because right now, without Jalen Johnson, you're 3-8. And I know Jalen Johnson was important to this team coming into this year, but man, didn't know Jalen Johnson was that important. But apparently he is. So hopefully he'll be able to come back soon. Quinn Snyder did say last night that Jalen Johnson should be able to return soon. Bogey, I will also let you know he missed his second straight game dealing with some ankle inflammation. So hopefully he's able to come back soon. But again, offense ain't the problem. Offense ain't the issue. Trae Young is carrying the team offensively basically by himself. And again, great shooting night for the Hawks all around. Just to quickly give you a quick look at the box score here. And by the way, Cade Cunningham, 43 points. Dude tried his best, because the Pistons were down 16 on a couple of different occasions, and they tried to come back, but obviously couldn't get the job done. But you had 6 players in double figures. Trae, as I told you earlier, had 31 and 15. DeAndre Hunter had 19. Sadiq Bey had 21. Clint Capella had 17 and 15. DeJounte had 20. He was 3 of 5 from 3. Onyeka Okongwu had 14 off the bench. DeAndre hit 5 of 6 threes. Sadiq hit 2 threes. Trae was 4 of 11 from 3. DeJounte, 3 of 5 from 3. So, and Garrison Matthews hit 2 threes as well. He had 6 points off the bench. So, again, offense ain't the issue. We just got to find a way to get some stops. The Hawks find a way to consistently get stops. They can beat anybody, because this offense can play with anybody. They can score on anybody. They just got to find a way to keep that same energy on the defensive end and get some stops too. So hopefully they'll figure that out. But obviously we will continue covering the Hawks all season long throughout the year, and hopefully they can find a way to get a nice little win streak going. They're at 11-15 right now, 11th in the East, so they got to turn it up. All right, it is time to hand things off to the morning shift. We will do that when we come back. Tiffany Blackman is back. Bo Morgan still here as well. And Rob Tribble is here all week as well, filling in for Mikey P, Mike Johnson. So we'll talk to Rob Tribble, Tiffany Blackman, and Bo Morgan when we come back and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers, early morning, late night limo drivers, first responders, early gym goers. All my people already at work, on their way to work, and my people listening in the bed right now too. Go on, get up. Don't be late. Start your Tuesday off right if it's time for you to go on and get your day started. All right. Thank goodness. Thank the heavens. Thank the sports gods that they have some sort of mercy on the city of Atlanta, because we could have had a disaster situation this morning, y'all. We could have been having to talk about the Falcons losing to a one-loss football team without giving up a touchdown, and now there being a quarterback controversy again. And we could have also been talking about how the Atlanta Hawks allowed a team that was on a 23-game losing streak to snap their streak against the Hawks. But the sports guys do have mercy. whoever is up there, the powers that be that are deciding the fate of these games, they don't completely hate the city of Atlanta, and they don't completely hate the Atlanta sports teams, because the Atlanta Hawks did, in fact, beat the Detroit Pistons last night. And obviously, I'm kidding to an extent. I'm kind of serious at the same time. But the Atlanta Hawks did beat the Detroit Pistons last night, 130 to 124. I'm not joking about that. That is for real, and that is good for the Atlanta Hawks. Look, there was just no way you could lose to the Pistons last night. I mean, absolutely no way. If that would have happened, I told Day Day yesterday, if the Hawks would have lost to the Pistons last night, man, just wake me up when the Braves start playing baseball again. I'm going to go into a long hibernation and just wake me up when spring training starts. Wake me up when we sign a big-name pitcher. Then I'll go back to sleep. Then just wake me up when the season starts again. That would have been my move, to be completely honest, because I couldn't have took it anymore. I couldn't have taken it anymore after that. But luckily, that didn't have to happen, and luckily I'm not in a long depression-driven hibernation, and I'm here talking to you all this morning. Trae Young, by the way, he is going crazy right now, and he's really been good. I forget what game he really kind of kicked it into gear, but basically this whole month, December, he's been going crazy, and now he has a fourth straight game where he scored at least 30 points with at least 10 assists, and he got his 16th double-double, which leads the team. By the way, Hawks came out hot, like sizzling, like hot to the touch. If you touch it, it's going to burn you hot in the first quarter. Hit 9 of 12 threes in the first quarter. Trae Young had 2 of those, and overall, Atlanta made 16 out of their 36 threes last night. So they cooled off a little bit, but they definitely had a good shooting night. And Trae Young, he just continues to show, too. Not only has his shooting been outstanding, but he also continues to show night in and night out that he is one of the best, if not the best, passer in the NBA. Some of those passes he was making last night, a couple of those dimes to Onyeka Okongwu, couple of lobs to Clint Capella. I mean, my goodness. Dropping dime after dime after dime. Trae Young finished the game last night, by the way, with 31 points. 31 points, 15 assists for Trae Young. And I have a stat that I want to read you all that our wonderful boss, Mike Conti, who also does pre-halftime and post and also does some color commentary throughout the game with Steve Holman on all of our Hawks broadcasts, because we are the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. If you didn't know, now you know. Which, by the way, Hawks next game, while I'm looking for the stat, Hawks next game is tomorrow against the Houston Rockets in Houston, pregame at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Again, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Tip shortly after 8 o'clock. But Trae Young, last 8 games, this is courtesy of Mike Conti, 33.1 points per game, 12.1 assists. He's shooting 48.6% from the field, 40.9% from 3, and 49 of 55 on his free throws to top it all off. Dude is going crazy right now, which is great to see. I love it. However, even though we did get a very much needed win against the Pistons last night, we very much need to find a way to get some stops. So these numbers that Trae Young is putting up right now, they don't just feel like empty stats, because right now they don't mean a whole lot because you ain't stopping anybody at the same time. Trae Young's doing all these great things on offense, and I love it, and I want him to keep it up. But we got to find a way, and I'm not calling out Trae Young specifically on defense, because Trae actually has been a lot better on defense this entire year, showing a lot more effort, getting the steals, just making hustle plays. So I'm calling out the whole team. The whole team needs to find a way to get stopped. Because right now, without Jalen Johnson, you're 3-8. And I know Jalen Johnson was important to this team coming into this year, but man, didn't know Jalen Johnson was that important. But apparently he is. So hopefully He'll be able to come back soon. Quinn Snyder did say last night that he should be, that Jalen Johnson should be able to return soon. Bogey, I will also let you know he missed his second straight game dealing with some ankle inflammation. So hopefully he's able to come back soon. But again, offense ain't the problem. Offense ain't the issue. Trae Young is carrying the team offensively basically by himself. And again, great shooting night for the Hawks all around. Just to quickly give you a quick look at the box score here. And by the way, Cade Cunningham, 43 points. Dude tried his best because the Pistons were down 16 on a couple of different occasions, and they tried to come back, but obviously couldn't get the job done. But you had six players in double figures. Trey, as I told you earlier, had 31 and 15. DeAndre Hunter had 19. Sadiq Bey had 21. Clint Capella had 17 and 15. DeJounte had 20. He was 3 of 5 from 3. Onyeka Okongwu had 14 off the bench. DeAndre hit 5 of 6 threes. Sadiq hit 2 threes. Trey was 4 of 11 from 3. DeJounte, 3 of 5 from 3. So, and Garrison Matthews hit 2 threes as well. He had 6 points off the bench. So, again, offense ain't the issue. We just got to find a way to get some stops. Hawks find a way to consistently get stops. They can beat anybody. Because this offense can play with anybody. They can score on anybody. They just got to find a way to keep that same energy on the defensive end and get some stops too. So hopefully they'll figure that out. But obviously we will continue covering the Hawks all season long throughout the year. And hopefully they can find a way to get a nice little win streak going. They're at 11 and 15 right now, 11th in the East. So they got to turn it up. All right. It is time to hand things off to the morning shift. We will do that when we come back. Tiffany Blackman is back. Bo Morgan still here as well. And Rob Tribble is here all week as well, filling in for Mikey P, Mike Johnson. So we'll talk to Rob Tribble, Tiffany Blackman, and Bo Morgan when we come back and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.